Hi, everyone. I'm Dina Lewis, and you're listening to As Seen by Us.
Elevate straight to the pinnacle, rose from the bottom in intervals. Dreamed of the visuals and watch it come to life just like a miracle.
So on today's episode, I'm so excited to welcome another former theater student of mine, Carl. Carl is not only an amazingly gifted human, but also one of the most kindest and generous students I've had the pleasure of teaching. Carl has graduated and is now embarking on a new journey studying at Baruch College in his freshman year. Carl is also a hair aficionado and will no doubt one day become the next hottest celebrity hairstylist. You better take your appointments now. There is nothing that Carl can't do. So without further ado, I'd love to welcome Carl.
Hi, Carl. I'm so excited to have you here on today's episode. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well and so excited for the people to hear you. So tell us about your piece. What are you performing for us today?
Today, I will be performing a piece from young John Lear.
And what role?
Edgar.
Beautiful. So Carl, you have the floor whenever you're ready.
Thank you. What is it like to be a singer? You stand up there and the charisma is all over you and your voice is soaring and everyone is blown away. I remember when I was in school, there was one day when I showed up and half the class was missing from the floor. All the athletes were gone, the teacher was out sick, and the substitute had gone to the wrong place, so we were sitting there together. All the girls and us many boys. And I suddenly became the leader. I have no idea how it happened. I organized everyone into groups and gave them these fun projects. And everyone was excited and listening to me. And I was going around praising people's work. It was great. And the next time I went to school, I thought maybe something would be changed toward me. But the popular kids were back, and everyone had forgotten it ever happened. In my life, from beginning to end, that was my one day of glory. What must it be like for people who have every day like that? The funny thing is, I actually have a good singing voice. It's not consistent, and I have a small vocal range. But if something were exactly in my range and I practiced it, I think I could maybe move people.
Yes, Carl, that was amazing. Bravo.
Thank you.
We had a fun lesson on the last day of school.
Yes. So basically, it was like the last day of school, we had a fun lesson coming for every class. Mm-hmm. Teacher would plan a different lesson. So for theater class, my students asked me if I would be comfortable teaching a class on hair, cutting hair, styling hair, you know, and different aspects of hair. And yeah, that's what we did, and I had a blast.
Listen, if there was any student that I could leave in charge of a classroom to run a lesson, it's Carl. And I remember, you know, let's talk about that. You have such talent for doing hair, but also you had such a talent for teaching your peers how to do hair. And like Carl said, like, this was a big deal. We had 4 or 5 stations. One where we were teaching scholars how to curl hair with the curl rods, flat iron hair, correct me if I'm wrong, sewing wigs or making wigs.
Yes.
And then cutting hair.
Yeah.
Was that the other one?
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt really proud that day because I felt that day was your day of glory. this was a day that was meant for you to shine and also erase the stigma behind men doing hair, because we had everyone, but it was just so beautiful to see even the stereotypical athletes, you know what I mean? Like really being fascinated with curling hair.
I remember one of the boys, he was kind of like, not being standoffish, but he was just like, ugh, it's not my thing. And I was like, you know what? Let me take it to the wig making section. I was like, okay, fine. It's not going to be fun, but it's whatever. And he came along and I was teaching him the different stitches and like the specific one he needed to do, how far apart, how, you know, how tight to pull. And he was like, this is a lot. I'm just like, yeah, it is a lot. And he was like, wow, I'll never, you know, rush my mom when she's getting her hair done or whatever. And I think just hearing that, I was like, okay, wow, maybe it's not just about, you know, the hair and looking nice, but it's just that, like, gaining a sense of understanding.
Getting your hair done is not a 1-2-3, unless, look, you don't want it to look right. Right. It's not a 1-2-3 job. So obviously, you connect personally to this piece. And I want to know from you, your personal journey with your passion for hair. When did it start? Like, when did you know, I'm really good at this? I can do this for a living.
I don't think I had that moment until recently, the beginning of this year.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I can curl hair, I can style hair, I'm good with that. But I didn't realize how big of an impact it could have on someone until this year. It was the night before our senior pictures, and one of my good, good friends texted me while I was at work. She was like, so I got my hair done, and I don't know how to feel about it. And she sent me a picture, and I said, oh no. I said, this needs some resurrection. So, yes. You know, I left work early, went and got my hair cut, got myself together, picked up a few products at the beauty supply store. I'm like, meet me at my house. She came over and we had all of 2 hours to fix her hair. And the seeing the smile on her face that night and then the morning after while we were taking pictures, it meant the world to me that I was able to make her feel the best about herself, make her feel confident, and make her feel like she was the baddest girl in the room.
Wow, that's amazing. And like Carl also did my hair for my birthday 3 years ago, y'all. And I'm definitely going to post that selfie on our As Seen By Us Instagram page so you can see just how amazing he was even 3 years ago. And Carl, don't you have an Instagram page? Can you tell us where we can follow you and your journey?
Yes, I do. My Instagram page is at Carl Stresses, at KARLS.TRESSES.
Was there ever a moment though, Carl, when you didn't want to do hair? Was there a moment where you felt like, no, this couldn't be my calling because of the stigma behind men being hairstylists?
Definitely. I think one of the moments that kind of sticks out to me was, I'm pretty sure I think it was in middle school, leading up to the 8th grade dance, we were just, you know, amongst friends talking about what we were wearing, you know, the excitement leading up to that night. And then I was speaking to one of the girls in the group, and I remember one of the words like, ugh, like, why? And then I kind of like shut down in that moment and just said, oh, why? I didn't know me trying to be helpful and doing what feels right in my heart could be seen as like me being something I'm not. But then I had to realize that the heart wants what it wants. If it feels right in your heart, your soul, you're not hurting anyone, then it shouldn't matter.
Absolutely, especially if you're literally changing people's lives. You're changing their perspective on how they see each other, how they see themselves. I know for a fact, I felt like a queen on my birthday because you did my hair so well.
Yeah.
And with love, you know, like I always admired you for that. And I think that's why most of your peers always admired you too, because you always did their hair Yes, y'all, I hired him too for maybe, was it two productions? Did you do hair for, I know you did hair for An Actor's Nightmare. Did you do hair for Extigone?
I did.
Yeah. So I always hired Carl behind the scenes to help with hair. And you should have just seen how excited the cast members were knowing they were getting their hair done by Carl's. You know this, Carl, but you don't just let anybody touch your hair.
Yeah, that's true.
So for so many of your peers and even me, you know, to trust you with our crown and glory, that in itself is a true testament to who you are as a person.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being in your classroom, sharing jokes, laughter, having you as a director, assistant director, on so many different productions since my ninth grade year. It's been a lovely journey.
Thank you, Carl. Our last question that I always end each interview with is, how do you define hope?
Hope can mean so many things to so many people and so many different phases of life. But where I am now, hope to me means a promise to myself to strive for greatness.
That's beautiful. Can you say that one more time for the people?
Yes. Hope is a promise to myself to strive for greatness.
Wow. That's beautiful, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you want to hear more and become a part of our community, please find us on social media on Instagram at @as_seen_by_us and follow us there for some more cool and exclusive content. See you next week. So no use debating.